Okay, the Gemara Lema Mastisim Zalika Bananas. Again, the Gemara was going on Bananas' case. Bananas is the case of the Chenveni and the Pail. Bananas was talking the case where the Pail was sent to the Chenveni to pay. The Chenveni says he paid, the Pail says he didn't pay. And the balabas is stuck in the middle, he loses on both ends. So yesterday, it bothered me, Rashi, Ema Bahadadi Agbua. The Gemara answers that in our case, it's not a Vadai Shvua Sheker, because Ema Tarvayu Bahadi Adadi Agbua. So Rashi, in the first wide line, sticks in words which seem to be, have no shaykhis. Not that it's not emes, what Rashi says, but it has no shaykhis to the Rashi. The Gemara said, Eima tevaya ba'adi adadi agvula. Rashi said, agvula metziya. V'chol achavecha tzavar ani ad batei tchila. So I asked you yesterday, why Rashi sticks in this point? Each one thinks I picked it up first. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is saying, it's not a shvua sheker. This could be they picked it up together. That's what says in the Gemara. It's not a shvua sheker. It could be they picked it up together. True. So it's Rashi, each one thinks. What's the difference what each one thinks? The point of the Gemara is that it's not a shvua sheker. So this is the question I asked yesterday, and I mentioned, I was just thinking aloud of a passable mahalach, but I saw afterwards that Rabbi Kiva Eger has a pshat in Rashi. And I like Rabbi Kivager's pshat better than what I was talking about yesterday, so I'll share with you Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager is a kasha. He says in Benanis' case, what's the case? The Chenveni and the worker, and that of Baal Bayis is stuck. The Chenveni says I paid, Baal Bayis says I didn't pay. The halach is he's stuck, he's got to pay both of them. So the Rabbanim say b'shvua. The Nana says, no, you can't do a shvua. Can be a shvua sheker. L'chayra, I have an etzer. Why don't we tell the Chenveni he should swear that he didn't give him more than half? The Chenveni says he didn't give him, that he gave him the whole thing. The Chenveni says he gave him the whole amount. Let him swear. Balashinzai should swear I gave him here. I gave him, let's say it was $100. He should swear I gave him $50. He's not saying only 50. But let's tell the Chenveni, swear you gave him half, $50. And then we'll tell the worker to swear. Now the worker claims he got nothing. Right? The worker says, I got nothing. I can't tell him to swear you got nothing, because then it will be a shvur between the two of you a shvur sheker. Let the worker swear that he didn't get more than $50. He says he didn't get anything. But let him swear he didn't get more than half. So the Chenveni should swear, I gave him half. I gave him $50. And the worker should swear, I didn't get more than half. So there's no Vadai Shvur Sheker. By making each one swear only half of their claim, there's no shvur sheker. He won't be a maid of mitzvah because his taina is the worker says I got zero. Now to swear you got zero, I can't tell you swear you got zero because the chenveni is swearing he gave you $50, and there'll be a vaday shvur sheker. But by doing this trick, I'll tell you, you just swear you didn't get more than $50. Now if I swear I didn't get more than 50. I mean, I can still say I got zero. I'm saying I didn't get more than $50. That's all. I'm not saying I got 50. I'm swearing I didn't get more than 50. I got zero. It would imply it, but it wouldn't be a shvur sheker. He really says he got nothing. We're stumped. We can't say swear nothing. If we tell him swear nothing, then he's going to be a steer to the other shvur. So let him swear balashin, I didn't get more than 50.
But by just saying that he didn't get at least 50.
He's not telling you he got 50. He's swearing he didn't get more than 50.
That's what he's saying, that he got nothing.
Same thing in our Mishnah. He says, Ein li ba pachas mechetzi. He says he has the whole thing. We manufacture a lashon that makes that it's not a shuah sheker, not a shuah sheker. So let's make up such a lashon here also. Let's create such a lashon, and then there won't be a vadei shuah sheker. The chemedi will swear I gave 50. He says this way I gave at least 50. He'll swear I gave at least 50. And the worker will swear that he didn't get more than 50. So in that way, between the two of them, there's no vadei shuah sheker. And we did a trick to make there's no vadei shuah sheker. And Lamaisa will get both of them at least to swear on part of it. Better than nothing. Bechemvini? It's highly unlikely. Everything's possible. Highly unlikely. It's certainly a Vadei Ramay. It would be a Vadei Ramay, but it's not a case of Yachloi, because it doesn't matter Vadei Ramay, right? So he's going to have to pay both of them. But at least the Shvuah, Benana said, how could I make both of them come to a Shvuah Sheker? By making this trick Lashon, I make that there's no Vadei Shvuah Sheker. So this cash of Adi Rabbi Akiva, he's still going to pay. He's going to pay. He has to pay both of them. That goes without saying. There's no machlokes. He's stuck. He has to pay both. Because really, Mikra Adin, the Chazal will mistake the Shuas Handaitim. Just Benana says we can't make a Shuas Handaitim. We're one of them is going to be Vadei Shuas Shav. So it's up to Rabbi Akiva that through this trick I can make that there won't be a Vadei Shuas Shav. Such a Rekiva Eger, this kasha, Rashi wanted a Bavar in this kasha. And what Rashi needs to say is the following. Even if I did this trick, there would be a Vadei Shvuah Sheker. Because Lamaisa, according to that Taina, either the Chevri did give him 100 or he didn't give him 100. One or the other is true. It's not Shayach that they made a mistake. Like by picking up a mitzvah, you can make a mistake. Here, you can't make a mistake. Either he gave me the money or he didn't give me the money. A person can't make an error in judgment and think that he gave me that he didn't give me the money if he did give him the money. So, what?
He got a whole payroll, he could have forgotten one
person. He could have forgotten something, but then it's a sheker. But to say that he misjudged, misjudging is not shaya. When two people pick something, it's shaya to misjudge. But when somebody says I paid, and another person says you didn't pay me, it has to be either a sheker or not a sheker. It could be a sheker, b'shayge, go buy this, but it would be a sheker. Such a mechiva eger, Rashi needs to bavari. We can't do a trick shvua, and the chemedi swears I gave 50, and he swears I didn't get more than 50. It's still a vadai shvua sheker. Because somebody's doing something wrong, it's still a shvua sheker. Rather, but only by Mitzia you could do such a trick. By Mitzia, he says I picked it up, he says I picked it up. So each one swears only Bapachas Mechetzi. Look, Rashi, you know why we could do that? Because Kol Echad Sabar Aniyik Besit Chila. It could be that they picked it up together, and each one thinks I picked it up first. That's something that's a normal explanation of what happened. So that's why it's considered not a Vadai Shvua Sheker. It's not a Vadei Shvuah Sheker because this is a normal explanation of what took place. It's an acceptable explanation of what took place. Masha'ekin, over there, in the case of Ben Anis, there is no explanation that they made a mistake. So even if each one would swear on halfway, it would still be a Vadei Shvuah Sheker because Lamaisa, one of them is a liar. This is the way Rabbi Kivega learned his whole lumdis into Kavanas Rashi. And it's a mahalach. What? By mekachu memkar, it could be each one thinks that he was masking to him. Right? We said that could be each one thinks that he was masking to me. That's why he considered that to be another rabbi.
Same way,
make an error in judgment there. It's also each one's begging him, please sell it to me. He's saying, please sell it to me. You know, what are you doing? Each begging, you have to picture the case, right?
Maybe it's like a carboy something.
In the case of Savakara, it could be, but not in the case of Ananas.
opens the
He says he did pay, and he says he didn't pay me. Why is that signing that doesn't pay?
I threw it to you, and I don't know where it ended up. And then
they'd be arguing, but you don't stretch it to make it shver, you stretch it to make it good. Here we're saying that we're saying it's good this way. So we all by us, where it could be an error, we do this trick, each one swears half. Over there, why should I make a trick shvur for if in the normal case it would be a bad shvur shaker? Now anyway, this is Rabbi Kivega's chat. If you like it better, Maram Shif says that Rashi's Lashon is Lav Davka. It's an easier pshat. If you like it better, you can go to Maram Shif. If you're just lazy and you don't want to get Rabbi Kivega, that's not a good reason to go to Maram Shif's Mahalach. But Akoponim, these are two Mahalachim in this Rashi. Aside from the difficulty of this Rashi, the Gemara of Ben Anas is a very easy Gemara. So let's move on to Sumchus. Lema Masnisa Deloika Sumchus. Gemara now goes to another Machlaikis, the case of Sumchus. The Gemara doesn't tell us the story. So again, we have to look into Rashi. Rashi tells us, Shar Shanaga Chasaparav and Nimsover Abitzin. The Shar of Ruvain kicked a para of Shimon, a pregnant para, and it was out of sight. How do we know it kicked it? We saw the shah running after the para, and later we came upon them, and the para was, whatever the shah did to the para is not shayla, the bala shah has to pay. The shah is not at the para. But nimsa uber betzida, there's a dead uber next to the para. The para was pregnant, there's a dead uber. We're not sure what happened. Did the Uber die as a result of the Negichas Hashar, or did the Uber die as a result of the natural causes? So we have a machlokes, the Chachamim and Sumchus. The Chachamim say, I'm Aitin Chaver El Amarayim. It's possible my Shar killed your Uber, it's possible it didn't. I'm willing to pay if you prove it. I'm Aitin Chaver El Amarayim. Very, very passionate. Sumchus is Mechadish his Shita. A moment I'm the Safik Falcon. This is a bona fide Safik. It's a clear Safik. It's not a Safik that comes because of their kindness. It's a Safik which we know be'etzem. And Rasul Chesal, any time you have a case that's a Safik be'etzem, not a Safik as he tied it this. But be'etzem, the case, we know the case, and we know that the case is a Safik. Rasul Chesal, any such case with be'etzem, we know it's a Safik, you say, Achloiku. So the Gemara says, "Leima Masnisa like a Sumchus." If a Sumchus Amar Matan Leitz Rabbis Halkan, but Loishvur. Our Mishnah says, "Yachloiku Bishvur." Sumchus says, "Yachloiku Beloishvur." So the Kasha, Gemara's Kasha, is very clear that our Mishnah is lechayer that Sumchus, not Sumchus, because the Mishnah says Yisrael. The Gemara now asks a fellow a Kasha back. This kasha is not clear. What's the kavanah of kasha? So let's see. The sugya here of Sumchus, the ikur is to figure out the shakel b'tarya. So you have to help up. What is the Gemara's next kasha? Let's see. Try the Gemara. Elamai Rabbanan. So who's our Mishnah? It's not Sumchus. It's the Rabbanan. It can't be the Rabbanan either. Amri, they hold. I might see the chaver of a raya. What's pshat? What's the Gemara's kasha? The Rabbanan say, "I'm Aitzim Chaver Elavaraya." It's not like our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we don't say, "I'm Aitzim Chaver Elavaraya." In our Mishnah, is it possible to say, "I'm Aitzim Chaver Elavaraya"? Yeah. Our Mishnah is Yachloiku. So what should be? Says the Mishnah says Yachloiku. Each one should bring a raya for the other. He knows each one's only here. So Aitzim Chaver Elavaraya, let each one get here. So they are. Answer me. So what he's saying is good. Right, there are two ways to learn the kasha. Okay, both ways are brought in the Shita Mukhabetzis. One way to learn the kasha is that in our Mishnah also, we should say, "Amaisi mechaver el avaraya." What does that mean? Each one's holding half. Let each one get half, which we say, "Yachloiku." But he should get it because of Hamaiti Mechaveir Olav Araya. When you get something because of Hamaiti Mechaveir Olav Araya, you don't have to swear. So Frak the Gemara, Elamai Rabbanon, they say Hamaiti Mechaveir Olav Araya. In an hour, Mishnah, Hamaisi Mechaveira of a Raya would mean each one gets half. And they don't swear, because by Mishnah of a Raya, you don't have to swear when you get something because the other one has no Raya against you. So this kash only makes sense if you hold, this chat only makes sense if you hold, which one's only here. Because this chat, this is the again, you hear the first chat. First chat is, let each one get half because of Ametiv Echaveri Alavaraya. And then why do you swear in the Mishnah? That's the Gemara's kash. So Bachanan says, this chat makes sense, going back to our original first day, clear in the Mishnah, when two people are holding a talus, are they both holding the whole thing, the suffix, or is each one holding half? If you learn each one's holding half, then this chat makes sense, which we call Taisa Shita. Each one's holding half. So if each one's holding half, then the first chat of the Shita Mukavetas makes sense. Since each one's holding half, say a Maitzi Mechaveir Olav Araya. Give each one half, but without a Shmua. So a Maitzi Mechaveir Olav Araya, you don't have to swear. So this is Pshat, again, we're just working on Pshat in the Gemara. Like Tysus, who holds each one's holding the whole thing, each one's holding half of it, the Teres Vadai, the Pshat is very, very smooth. Elamai Rabbanan, they say a Maitzi Mechaveir Olav Araya. If you say Amaitzi Mechaveri, all of Araya, then each one gets half because of Amaitzi Mechaveri, and then there's no reason to swear. The second way to learn, Shita says, is if you say Amaitzi Mechaveri, all of Araya, in the case of Sumchis, then in our Mishnah, you should say Yehimunach. You should say Yehimunach. You should say, look, if no one can bring Araya, no one gets anything. Without Raya's, no one gets anything. Hear what you're saying? Good. Hold on to what you're saying. Good. But the way the Shita, just put it aside for a second, the Shita learns, the second shot, that the Gemara's cash is, without Raya's, you don't get. So without Raya's, you don't get. The Mishnah is that nobody should get. It should be Yehimunach. And that's Rav Elchanan. Why? Because this goes with Rashi's Mahalo, that each one is holding the whole thing, and no one's a Mulzer. Everyone's holding it only with Teres Safik. So the Gemara's Kasha is, if everyone's holding it with Teres Safik, so you push in the rule of Hamaytim Mechaveir all of Araya, so Beis Din shouldn't give anyone anything. Because each one's a Maitzi. Each one wants to get something that he doesn't presently have. So without any type of araya, we shouldn't give anyone anything. We should do yemunah. This is the second way in the Shita. And again, Rabbi Chanan says that this would stem with what we call Rashi Shita, that each one is holding nothing but Teres Vadai, and the whole thing but Teres Safik, and each one's holding the whole thing. If you look at Rashi, Olav Araya, there are two gersois in the Rashi, with the brackets and without the brackets. If you look in the Rashi, it's these two pshatim. Look in the Rashi, Be'edim, Olav Araya, Be'edim, the Eloi, and if he has no Araya, Loi Gavi Midi, the Bible says you get nothing. V'hacha Chayalkin, now if you take out the word Bishvua, the Kasha is, that Eloi, Loi Gavi Midi, without Araya, you get nothing. So why here do you split? So if you go to sit without the brackets, the kasha is, over here you shouldn't get anything. Why over here do you do chalukah? So if you go to sit without the brackets, that's the way we're learning Rashi Shita. The kasha is, why do you split it? If you go to sit with the brackets, that's the other pshat. Here you split with a shvua, why do you need a shvua for? Why do I need a shvua? It seems the two gersois in Rashi are these two pshatim in the Shita Mekubeset. Either the kasha is on the shvua, why do you swear? Or the kasha is, why do you say chalkin? You should say emunah. Okay, so two pshatim in the Gemara's kasha. one according to Tosfos, one according to Rashi. Then we have to go to the Gemara's Teretz. What's the Gemara's Teretz? So again, the Teretz has to fit both Pshatim. Now we have to learn this whole Gemara twice. We have to learn it once by Rashi and once by Tosfos. Right? So let's see the Gemara's Teretz. Ela by Rabban and I'm Yisrael of Araya. And for the Gemara, no. Iyam Rav Shlomo Rabban and it's good. Hasam Deloy Tafsi Tarvayu. Over there when no one's holding it. This takes not no one's holding it. They're not both holding it. The case of Shosh Nogat and Sephora, one of them is holding it. The owner of the Shah is holding his money. And the Parah's owner wants his money. But Deloy Tafsi Tarvayu, it's not a case where they're both holding it. Amar Rabban and Yisrael of Araya. One person's holding it, not both. Of course, you say I might see the chaver. Hocha tarvayu tarsi pali lo bishulah. Let's figure out the pshat and the teretz. They're both pshat. Let's start with Rashi first. So Rashi's easy. According to Rashi, what was the kasha? According to the says the shidduch will get to the second pshat. What was the kasha? Kasha was in our mishnah. Why do you say Echloiku? Say Yehimunach. Say Yehimunach. I might say, I have a raya, no one should get anything. Say Yehimunach. That was the cash. Now, for the Gemara. So the Gemara answers that over here, we're not going to say Yehimunach. Because when do we say, I might say, Mechavera, I have a raya? When one person is holding it, the other person is not holding it. So we say the one who's holding it, he holds on to it. In our Mishnah, Tarvayu Tafsi, they're both holding it. They're both holding it Misafik, according to Rashi. It's true. They're both holding the whole thing Misafik. But in such a case, why Yehimunach? There's no Yehimunach. They're both holding it. So in the case where they're both holding it, it should follow that there's no chesaron of a mitzvah mechaveir el haraya. There's no chesaron of a mitzvah mechaveir, right? Because there's no person who's holding it. I'm not taking it away from someone who's holding it b'teres v'adai. They're both holding it together. If they're both holding it together, so of course you say achloik. There's no chesaron of a mitzvah mechaveir el haraya because I'm not taking it away from anybody, which is David, but you were timing when I asked the kasha, right? Why Yeshua says that the Gemara's kasha according to this pshat was why don't you say Yemunach? The Teretz is you don't say Yemunach because Tavar Tafsi. What? Why? Rabbanu never said anything about a Shmua. You don't know what the Rabbanu held about Shmua. Rabbanu said him, I said, well, Raya. They didn't say a word about Shmua, not this way, not that way. Right? Because they were talking in the case of myself, well, Raya. There's no reason to swear. So you don't see anything from the Rabbanu about a Shmua. The kasha was only it should be a Yehimunach. So if the kasha was it should be a Yehimunach, so it's a very gishmak of parents. When do we say a Yehimunach if you take it away from a person? Here, Tarvayu Tafsi, which according to Rashi, Tarvayu Tafsi means they're both holding it b'safik. So I have no reason to say I'm Maitim Mechavera Raya. You're not being Maitim Mechavera. You're both holding it b'safik. So maybe you do Yechloi. So according to Rashi, the Gemara's Teretz is very good. The problem is only figuring out the Gemara's Teretz like Tosfos. What I said for the first pshat of the Shita of the Betzis. So here, you have to think it through. You know, you have to think through Shaka Vitari. Gemara is the kasha. Hamaytim echaber el avaraya. So what was the kasha according to Tosfos? Then our Mishnah, we should say Hamaytim echaber el avaraya, and no one should swear. No one should swear. If you and I are holding a talis, and I'm considered to be holding half, and you're holding half, I keep my half because I'm mitzvah chavei avaraya. You keep your half, I'm mitzvah chavei avaraya. Why should we swear? So now what's the teretz? Now we have a major problem. What is the Gemara's teretz? Kasha is a good kasha. Gemara's kasha is very good, according to Tosfos. If you look at two people holding a talis, each one's only half. So it's a very good kasha. Why swear? I can keep it. How do you learn the Gemara's Teretz according to Tosfos? Anybody? explain to me in the Teretz why, how this answers why you shouldn't swear. Hasam tavayo tafsi, hasam delay tafsi tavayo, hamezra haray. Hach tavayo tafsi, pagula bishmur. What's the Teretz? Hach tavayo tafsi, what's that to do with anything? There's no mitzi because they're both holding it. How are you learning? They're both holding it for teres vaday day each half or teres safik? Pistols for teres vaday, so how do you learn the Gemara's teres? See, you had a man look for it. The Vada. And the Teretz is... Then the Kasha is a good still a Kasha. Each one's a Mosek in half. So to get the thing I'm Mosek in, I don't have to swear. If I went to Rav Arai, I don't have to swear. What? If I'm keeping it because I'm holding it, so I'm keeping it because I'm Mosek of Arai. I'm holding half. So I'm keeping this on my Tzimach Avel of Araya, so why should I have to swear for that? Why is it Shvua? But that's going to be the Gemara. The Gemara didn't know that at this point. That's going to be the Gemara's Teretz. Right? That the Mishnah should be Sochis, and they swear, Shalei Kalach and Hailach, to take him to Tzimach Avel. But here the Gemara was saying, that's Mikra Adin. Right? So here, Mikra Adin doesn't make sense. Rabbi Chanan says that you have to learn like Tosfos, that the Gemara and the Kasha held, each one's holding it half b'teres vaday, and the Gemara and the Teretz said no, Hakar Tarvayu Tafsi, they're both holding the whole thing b'teres safik, and that's why you swear. That's the Shinui from the Kasha to the Teretz. In the Kasha, the Gemara held, each one's holding his half b'teres vaday. And in the Teretz, the Gemara is saying, no, Tarvayo Tafsi. It's each one's holding it only the Teretz Safik. Which is the way Tosfos is going to have to learn this Teretz. You'll ask me, but that's not what Tosfos holds as the Emes. Tosfos holds the Emes is the only Teretz Vaday. Yeah, because at the end of the Sugya, the Gemara explains the Shvua differently. And once the Gemara explains the Shvua differently, we can go back here and say that's true like the Rabbanan also. But at this point, Rabbi Chanan says, this Rabbi Chanan is a Chelik Beis, it's Sin and Tess, Oysu and Gibel. It's got a Rabbi Chanan you could learn inside. It's written very clearly, and the Kitzur, but very clearly. He learned in Tosfos, the Gemara's Kasha was, each one's holding a B'teres Vaday, and the Gemara's Teretz is no, each one's only holding a B'teres Vaday. This is the way he learns the Gemara's Teretz. So we have two pshatim here in the Shakla Vitaria, in the Kasha, two pshatim in the Teretz. Again, it's something that has to do with the Shakla Vitaria. You really have to work out yourself with your Chavrusa. It's very hard to sit and shear and just learn the Shakla Vitaria. We'll see, you'll work it out that these two mahalim work. Anyway, the Gemara goes on. Eliyam et sumchis hashne. Uma hasam b'loy tafsi tarvay. Chokam b'loy shvua. Pachar de tarvay of tafsi lo loy koshkein. Sumchis dach shver. Ma dach over there. B'loy tafsi tarvay. Chokam b'loy shvua. Where they're not both holding it. They don't have to swear. Hacha de tarvay of tafsi. Here with a typhus. Where each person is a typhus at least. Loy koshkein. Is if I shouldn't have to swear. Why should he have to swear? So the Gemara fill it with sumchis. Kikam is sumchis shema v'shema. In that case, where they're both a shema, avol bari v'bari loy omer. But he didn't say by time is bari. So what do we say? When it's shema v'shema, you don't swear. Nothing to swear. Only a shema. When it's bari v'bari, there's something to swear. Oh, so sumchis you do swear. Rakti Gemara, well, the Rabbah Barahuna, Barahuna, the Amr Sumchis Afilo Bari Bari, Maikalameimer. Kasha's still shver, because the Maisa is a man yama, it's a sukkah sold that way even by Bari. So why don't you swear? And for the Gemara, I feel okay with sukkahs. Kiyom with sukkah say that the Ika Dorar the Mamayna, and the Ika Dorar the Mamayna Loi. Alright, Dorar the Mamayna. Rashi and Tosfos here argue in Kaich. Simple Kaich of the words Dorar the Mamayna. Rashi and Tosfos have very different shots in this Gemara. And the Teretz according to Sumpfis. Rashi teaches, what is the Taich, Dorar the Mamayna? Chisarin Mamon. Loss of Mamon. Chisarin Mamon. So how does it fit into the Gemara? Very easy. Kiyamar Sumpfis, Hechad the Ika Dorar the Mamayna. When did Sumpfis say you don't swear that you get? Kiyamar Sumpfis, Hechad the Ika Dorar the Mamayna. If there's a loss of money, then. And what should be? There's a loss of money. What's a svara? If there's a loss of money, it's more reason to swear or not to swear. Huh? Everybody agree? Huh? If there's a loss of money, it's more reason to swear, right? What's the Gemara say? Kiyamar Sumchis, that you don't swear hecha di ika dror de mamayna, when there's a loss of money. Opposite of asara. Aval hecha de leka dror de mamayna, where's there no dror de mamayna? In our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, no one's losing money. Let's say mecha chumemta. No one's losing money. You're going to get the money. Pashas, you get the money, then you get the chedabagin. There's no loss of money. So when there's no loss of money, it's more of a svara than what? Huh? And there's no loss of money, it's more of a svara that the Gemara that you should swear. That makes no sense. When there's a loss of money, you should swear, and when there's no loss of money, so we're not makpid that you should swear. According to Rashi, this is how Rashi teaches the Gemara. And the chayyur words make no sense. Now the Gemara is going to ask, "Balav kalva chaymeru." The Gemara will say, "Punk faker." That should be the opposite. But the Havamina has to make sense also. What's the Havamina? If there's a loss of money, no, you don't have to swear. A loss of money, then you do. Nachman Zadit says there are three problems with Rashi's Shita. Problem number one is the Havamina makes no sense. The Havamina makes no sense. The Gemara's Kasha Lav Kavachemu, which should be Punk Fakir, makes a lot of sense. What's the Havamina? Number two, he says it's Shver. In our Mishnah, is there a loss of money? Our Mishnah has two cases. Mekachu Memkar, is the one who loses losing money? No. So you either get cash or a palace. Good. By Mitzia, the one who loses is losing money? Huh? Huh? So Bashkofu Rishayim will say he's not losing anything, he's just not getting a Mitzia. Right? It's a Mitzia. If he doesn't get it, he's not losing. So the Nachas David, that's not true. The second that he picked it up, whoever's the true one that picked it up, the minute he picked it up, it was his. He is losing money. If you find a Mitzia, you pick it up, the minute you pick it up, it's yours. If someone takes it from you, there is chasar in them. Or if they picked it up together, then it's half his and half his. You can't say our Mishnah is not a case of chasar in them. They're fighting over money. So whoever's going to get it is going to get it. Now, it might be that you're giving it to the right person. Maybe you're giving it to the wrong person. But only by Mekach U'Memkar you could say there's no chasar in them. It's by Mekach U'Memkar. But by Mitziah, there is your, it is a din Torah over chasar and mamon, but who's the right owner of money? Second kasha. The third kasha he asks is that the word Rara de Mamayna appears all over Shas. It appears many times in Shas, and it never means chasar and mamon. Rara de Mamayna always means what Taisus says. Believe how to say it, your suffix will bear. So it's very shver. Rashi teaches the words Dror de Mamayna here different than all over Shas. Now, this third kasha, the Maran Shift says, is not so shver. Sometimes the Gemara uses the same lashon to mean different things. He says the third kasha, he says, not so shver. It's a tight word issue. Alright, so here Rashi says, draw the line to mean something else. But the first two kashas are very difficult, are major problems in Rashi. And then we come to Tosis Pshat, which the Rav Shif, again, the Nachlas David. You look at Nachlas David, he says there are three difficulties with Tosis Pshat, which we'll do Sunday. And hopefully we'll be able to work out Sai Rashi's Pshat and Sai Tosis Pshat. Please stay ahead of me. This Gemara, including the most of Gimel and Aleph, goes relatively quickly, so put in the time. Tomorrow's our Shabbos, Sunday, put in the time to stay ahead.